Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 9 o'clock on Thursday, February 9th, 2023. This meeting is being held both by myself in person as the anchor and by others who are on us online joining us as well. The original recording of this meeting will be maintained in the office of the commission at 210 North 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. This morning, we have participating myself, John Valentine, Commission Chair, and the following commissioners are calling in online according to my schedule. So why don't we go ahead and have the commissioners go ahead and recognize, so I can recognize them. Starting with Commissioner Craig.
Good morning. This is Michael Craig, Tax Commissioner.
Thank you. And Commissioner Rockwell.
Commissioner Rebecca Rockwell.
Thank you. And Commissioner Fresco.
Good morning, Commissioner Jennifer Fresco.
It was still my maiden name in your system, and she said that she can't hear what she was at.
Somebody has their microphone on, if they would mute it for just a second while they have that side discussion. Also have in the president of the room today, Scott Smith, who's the executive director. And we have also Shantae Asper and Janelle Collins, who are assisting us today. Let's have the rest who are appearing online state their appearances.
Deanna Herring, Deputy Executive Director.
Thank you.
Brian Cale, Senior Director of Tax and Revenue.
Thank you.
Jason Gardner, Director of Legislative Affairs.
Thank you.
Josh Nielsen, Director of Property Tax.
Thank you.
Alex Rostick, economist with the commission.
Thank you, Alex. I saw you there, but they didn't hear you. So thank you. Anyone else?
Mike Lee, Senior Director.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I see you now. Anyone else? That's it, according to the participant list that I see. Next item on the agenda is the public comment period for individuals or groups who wish to speak to the commission on matters up to 3 minutes, matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the tax commission. Does anyone want to take advantage of that this morning?
Can I interrupt you 1 second?
We need an interruption, yes.
Just keep it. You let me know if they order back.
I apologize. That's okay. Sorry for the interruption. Let's go to the public comment period. Anyone wish to take advantage of that? If not, we'll go ahead and go to the next item on the agenda, which is to consider approving the commission minutes of January 26, 2023. And I'll recognize Commissioner Fresca's for motion on this item.
Thank you. I move to approve the commission meeting minutes of January 26, 2023.
Thank you. Any debate on this motion? Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
I rule it passes unanimously. Minutes are approved. The next item on the agenda is to consider administrative rules. These are action items. We have, looks like, two for consideration this morning. The first one is R877-23B7, misleading advertising pursuant to Utah Code, annotated section 41.3.2.10, and R884-24P-66, County Board of Equalization Procedures and Appeals pursuant to Utah Code annotated sections 59-2-1001 and 59-2-1004. I'm going to recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a presentation on both of these rules. Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. The following rules were published in the Utah State Bulletin on January 1, 2023, and the public comment period ended on January 31, 2023. We did not receive any public comments on these rules. The first rule is R877-23V7, misleading advertising pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 413210. This proposed rule amendment modifies what constitutes a new or used motor vehicle in the possession of a motor vehicle dealer to include a vehicle in transit to a dealer's location under certain circumstances. This rule amendment eliminates the requirement that an advertisement for a vehicle that has been used as a taxi cab, police, sheriff, or highway patrol vehicle be identified as having been used for these purposes. The rule amendment clarifies the requirements that apply to an offer of a driving trial and specifies the process that must be followed at the conclusion of the trial period. The rule amendment also cleans up antiquated language and makes other technical and conforming changes.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed rule? Seeing none, I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adopt the amendments to Rule R877-23V7, misleading advertising pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 413210.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, we'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Ballantyne votes aye. The motion passes. The rule is adopted. Next one, Commissioner Rockwell.
Yes, the next one is R884-24P66, County Board of Equalization Procedures and Appeals, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 59-2-1001 and 59-2-1004. This proposed rule amendment modifies the definition of factual error for purposes of reconvening a County Board of Equalization to exclude an assertion of an error in the classification of property as residential property eligible to receive the primary residential exemption. If an application for the exemption was required and the application was not timely filed, this proposed rule amendment also clarifies that a County Board of Equalization may not consider a party's failure to sign or return a stipulation to be acceptance of the stipulation or grounds to dismiss the party's appeal.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockwell. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed rule? Seeing none, I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to adopt the amendments to R884-24P66, County Board of Equalization Procedures and Appeals, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 59-2-1001 and 59-2-1004.
Thank you, Commissioner. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, roll call vote on the motion. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Ballantyne votes aye as well. Motion passes. Rule is adopted. Next item on the agenda is commissioner reports. I don't have anything specific to report from the chair. Do any of the other commissioners have anything to report this morning?
I have nothing.
Okay. Seeing none, we'll go to the next item on the agenda, which is the executive director's report, and we'll recognize our executive director, Scott Smith.
I don't have anything this morning.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Commissioner Cragen.
I just mentioned that the Tax Commission recently rolled out a new letterhead that reflects the governor's office instruction to remove the state seal from unnecessary documents. And so we use the Tax Commission seal on our new letterhead.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. I do appreciate you recognizing that. We do acknowledge that we have a new letterhead and it recognizes the new seal. We have the ability under statute to adopt a seal. The direction that we've had from the governor's office is to no longer use the official state seal, but to adopt our own seal. And so this seal has been adopted by the commission and we recognize it as the official use of our letterhead at this time. So thank you, Commissioner Cragen, for that reminder. Anything else before I recognize Commissioner Cragen for a motion? Hearing none, Commissioner Craig, a promotion.
Thank you. I move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn, not debatable. Those in favor say aye.
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 Bill passes unanimously. We're adjourned.